This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today we're talking about creating your own space, your own sanctuary in your home. This can be inside or outside, and it's the place where you feel relaxed and special, a place for self-care and me time. It doesn't have to be much either, even though you've heard about man caves and she sheds. You can get by with a much smaller and simpler space and still feel like it's your perfect refuge. Lisa LaShaw found that simpler approach worked for her. It started when she looked at everything she'd done one weekend. 6 loads of laundry, 3 meals a day, plus snacks prepared for her family, and all the drop-offs and pickups beginning at 9 in the morning and going all day long. The weekend finished up with the creation of the to-do list for the coming week, and Lisa noticed her name didn't appear on that list once. She says, "How could I be any good to those I love if I didn't fill my own tank?" And that led to the creation of what she calls Mom's Cozy Corner. Lisa converted a coat closet in the hallway into her own small space, a space that may be small, but is just for her. She says, "To me, it's paradise, a soothing balm for the soul." She goes into her closet sanctuary at least once a day. And it's simple. There's a piece of plywood that serves as a desk, an old throw pillow that serves as a chair. There are soothing landscape photos taped to the wall. And Lisa brings in music, the old music that she loves and that her kids make fun of. When Lisa wants to be alone in her closet sanctuary, she puts the vacuum outside the closet door. It's funny how a vacuum could keep the children away. I guess they're afraid they'll be asked to use it. David Hull's personal space is a little more conventional than Lisa's converted closet. In David's case, he got a wake-up call from his doctor who said his blood pressure was a little high. Rather than putting him on drugs, the doctor recommended that David learn how to relax and make a deliberate effort to do so every day. David knew he had been lax about work-life balance, the thing that most of us know we should strive for. So he went all the way, no meditation, yoga, or deep breathing for him. He chose the easy way out and bought a hammock. He figured that since he was retired, it was hammock time for him. And there was a nice shady corner of the backyard that would make the perfect spot. Of course, installing the hammock and finding that kind of balance was a bit of work. And once David had himself well situated in the hammock, he had to rebalance when his cat jumped in and almost knocked them both out. David says his hammock is a lot like life. He says, in a hammock, just like in life, you have to learn to keep your balance. You have to acquire the ability to relax and let go if you're going to truly enjoy yourself. And if someone or something or some cat unexpectedly rocks the boat, you have to be ready to adjust quickly and maintain your equilibrium. So now, every day, despite running all the errands life entails, I make sure to create some time to purposely relax and have a more balanced life with me and my hammock. So now that it's spring, it might be time for your own hammock or for a spring cleaning project that frees up some closet space for an indoor sanctuary. The lesson from these stories about finding your own space, creating me time, and doing that self-care is that it's not hard and it's well worth it. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from our bestseller, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Making Me Time. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to learn more about the book. You'll see the front and back covers there. You can read more about it. And you'll find the book wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon. If you'd like to share your own stories and wisdom, you can become one of our published writers. Check out the Submit Your Story area on our website. You'll see a list of topics we're working on, some story guidelines to help you write a great piece, and the form that you fill in to send in your story for consideration. We are always looking for new storytellers to join the Chicken Soup for the Soul family. In our next episode, I'm going to share a couple of stories that will get you ready for Mother's Day. They're about when moms pull off miracles for their children, even from the grave.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.